I'm Wolf Boom reporter Brett Busby. When I first got the call Tuesday morning about the passing of Carl Erskine, my mind went coursing through the different experiences and memories that I had of Carl. I really can't recall the first time I ever met Carl Erskine, but it was in the 1980s when I was the producer for a Little Bit Country radio show in Anderson. Carl was part of a live band that came into play on Saturday mornings, and I knew about his baseball fame. I knew he was the president of a bank, but in that little radio studio, I learned Carl was a voice for many that might not otherwise be heard. He always had time for you, whether you stopped by his office to see him or ran into him at the mall, called him on the phone, or whatever the circumstances. Carl had a way of making you feel comfortable, too. Working with him on the Special Olympics concerts for years, I grew to know Carl Erskine made so much happen that he never sought recognition for. Our community is better today because Carl Erskine called it home. Carl, you'll be missed, but certainly not forgotten. Rest easy, my friend.